and stay safe.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Officials in Afghanistan say a massive vehicle-borne bombing of a military base in eastern Ghazni province on Sunday has killed at least 30 security force members. The head of the Ghazni Public Health Department told VOA the blast also injured at least 21 people. Meanwhile, a separate car bombing in southern Zabul province killed three people and injured more than 20, officials told VOA. The head of the provincial council and his security detail were among the victims. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the two attacks. Violence in Afghanistan has significantly spiked in recent weeks, with scores of security forces and civilians killed in the month of November alone. Meanwhile, peace talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government have stalled, and the United States is proceeding with plans to withdraw most of its troops by next year. Colorado Governor Jared Polis and his spouse have tested positive for COVID-19. That's according to his office on Saturday. In a statement, the office said both men are feeling well and will isolate in their home. Polis said in the statement that no person or family is immune to this virus. He urged his fellow Coloradans to follow guidelines to protect against catching it. The statement said the governor will continue to work, although his health will be closely monitored. He's not the first U.S. state governor to have been infected with coronavirus. The governors of Nevada, Virginia, and Missouri have all tested positive for the virus in recent months. The U.S. death count from COVID-19 has risen to more than 266,000 deaths. Those numbers are as of Saturday. From Washington, this is VOA News. Suspected Boko Haram fighters killed at least 43 farm workers and injured six in rice fields near the northeast Nigerian city of Maiduguri on Saturday. That's according to anti-jihadist militia speaking to the French news agency. The assailants tied up the agricultural workers and slit their throats in the village of Kashobe, the militia said. The victims were laborers from Sokoto State in northwest Nigeria, roughly 1,000 kilometers away. They had traveled to the northeast to find work, according to Ibrahim Lehman, another militia man who gave the same death toll. Eight others are reported to be missing. Last month, Boko Haram militants slaughtered 22 farmers working in their irrigation fields near Maiduguri in two separate incidents. Boko Haram and Islamic State's local affiliate have increasingly targeted loggers, herders, and fishermen in their violent campaign, accusing them of spying and passing information to the military and the local militia. Burkina Faso's leader has been unable to secure a parliamentary majority despite winning the presidential election earlier this week. That's according to the country's electoral commission. Roch Marc Christian Kabore's party won the first round of the election, with his People's Movement for Progress gaining 56 seats. He fell short of the 64 needed for an outright majority in the 127-seat body. Kabore will have to depend on allies such as the New Era for Democracy, which supported his candidacy, to pull together a majority. The Congress for Democracy and Progress gained 20 seats, becoming the main opposition party. The Union for Progress and Change took 12. That's all according to the Independent National Electoral Commission's projections. Four people have been killed in an attack on a remote community in Indonesia's central Sulawesi province, and police are searching for suspects believed to be members of a group associated with Islamic State. Authorities say four residents died. Six houses were burned, including a house that was used as a place of worship by a church congregation. Britain and France have signed an agreement aimed at ending illegal migration across the English Channel. British Home Secretary Priti Patel announced Saturday that starting December 1st, patrols on French beaches will be doubled, and technology, including drones and radar, will be used to detect migrant crossing attempts. She said Britain has given France nearly $200 million over the past 10 years to help stem the tide of immigrants crossing the English Channel. You can find more on all of these stories and other stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.
This is Russ Davis, your host for Jazz America, and on this edition of the program, we're going to celebrate eight of the greats of jazz history who just happened to have been born in the year 1920. And that means if they were around today, they would have turned 100 years old. Charlie Parker, Carmen McRae, John Lewis, Peggy Lee, Shelley Mann, Yusef Lateef, Dave Brubeck, and Clark Terry. All of those great jazz artists would have been 100 years old this year, and we're going to celebrate each and every one of them as we hear some of their classic music, and I'll give you a little bit of their story. In the year 1920, when they were born, jazz was already, around 20 to 30 years old. So it was what was known after the blues and the ragtime and the New Orleans sound that had dominated what was later to be known as jazz. It was the jazz age. People were dancing and singing to jazz, and the big band sound was prominent as time went on. So all of these artists worked in the big band setting, and they also came from a time when World War II became a major factor in the world. It affected their careers and the music they made, too. And you'll hear a little bit of that story, but mostly we want to hear the music. And let's begin with a gentleman who was born in the middle of the United States of America in Kansas City. And that is one of the places that had its own distinctive sound, the Kansas City sound, a big band style, that Charlie Parker, the man who became known as Yardbird or simply Bird, picked up his alto saxophone and began working for the first time with Jay McShann, one of the great big band leaders. He then moved to New York City and started working with some of his fellow gentlemen like Dizzy Gillespie, Thelonious Monk, Miles Davis, Max Roach, and others to create a great sound of jazz known as bebop. Let's hear a taste of that as we give you Charlie Parker's Yardbird Suite with his Charlie Parker Septet recorded in 1946. Thank you.
and make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be a wandering now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too.
That's the voice of the legendary Peggy Lee, born in 1920. She had a long and fruitful life and career. She died only in 2002. She was born in North Dakota, and there she was singing with Benny Goodman and his orchestra, as she did quite a bit. And that was Why Don't You Do Right, recorded in 1942. Now, not only did Peggy Lee become a great singer in the swing era, but also a star and a music maker in films and in television as well. Peggy Lee, preceded by Charlie Parker, who, by the way, died at the age of 34 in 1955. Well, another gentleman who had a long and fruitful life and career is Dave Brubeck. He was a man from the West Coast and a big part of the West Coast sound. Concord, California was where he was born, in the San Francisco Bay Area. He served in the Army in 1942 to 1946, so there he was in the middle of World War II, where he met Paul Desmond, and they formed a band. So Dave Brubeck really didn't become a sideman with other people, though he certainly helped a lot of artists on the West Coast, especially like Chet Baker and Jerry Mulligan and Red Norvo. But his own Dave Brubeck Quartet with Paul Desmond is how he made his musical fame. We'll hear them performing live in Zurich, Switzerland in 1964, after we get some thoughts from Dave Brubeck here on Jazz America.
This Brubeck family here has really started a lot of trouble for some jazz purists, and I'm being facetious in saying that, but in a way you have, because some people say jazz is European 12-tone scale and European musical instrumentation and African rhythm, born in Congo Square in New Orleans, and that's it. Well, it isn't it. It's improvised music can come in many different forms, and you've witnessed it and you've created it.
Well, I was fortunate enough to, in the 40s, to hear the Dennis Roosevelt expedition into the Belgian Congo, where they took these old-fashioned tape recorders that used what we used to call wax, and get into the Congo and all these places that I knew that jazz was not reflecting Africa as much as they talked about it. This was so complex that you just can't believe the great, great things that were coming out of Africa. Like, even today, I smile when they say that civilization started in Africa. And that just thrills me to see this final realization that they are the beginning of much, even in architecture, what they found in the old classic things in jungles that have been overgrown for years. And we may have reflected just a little of it in when they went to New Orleans, the slaves brought with them a small amount, because they couldn't bring their culture because they were treated so badly that they weren't sometimes allowed to sing. If they'd been allowed to sing, we'd have heard complex, wonderful things.
You know, there's places outside of New Orleans.
Yeah. And this, thank God I've lived to see the equality of man coming around. And it thrills me. Obama thrilled me like I never thought I was going to see.
Me too.
And we have arrived where the United States could have arrived years ago, but we have arrived because we've kept the faith, the hope, that we are all one and all respect each other.
You know, Dave, when I talk to an American musician, and I talk to many musicians from all over the world, but when I talk to an American, I always ask them for a personal message for people around the world, and I didn't even have to ask you. You just gave me the message. There's so much more to it than just music. Music is emotion made manifest in the form of sound, and your feelings, your emotion have come through in such a positive way to try to bring the whole world together and give them that message of what unifies us is what we should focus on as opposed to what divides us.
Oh, yes. We could straighten this whole world mess out if we devote to one word, love.
recorded live in Zurich, Switzerland in 1964. It's the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Cable Car from the release Swiss Radio Days. Now, here's another of the greats of jazz history who would have been 100 years old this year. He's drummer Shelly Mann, and with his band, he called Shelly Mann and His Men. Here's a song called Goofin' at the Coffee House. I'll tell you more about his story after we hear his music on Jazz America from VOA 1. That's a great drummer and band leader, Shelly Mann, who was born in New York City, but the West Coast sound was what he was known for because he made his way to Los Angeles, even had his own club there called Shelly's Manhole, and he led his own band for years, making music in many different styles, from bebop to big band to the West Coast swing, and making film and television music as well. As a matter of fact, the Peter Gunn television show, he made the music for that television show, and we took the song you just heard from an album called Son of Gunn, another of his releases that was music from the Peter Gunn television program. That was one entitled Goofin' at the Coffee House. Hope you enjoyed that. Another of the greats of jazz history who would have been 100 years old, a great trumpeter coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word,
at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. And I do hope you'll get in touch with me very soon. Let's get back to this centennial celebration now of artists in jazz history who would have been 100 this year. Born in 1920, the great trumpeter Clark Terry, born in St. Louis. He was a master of trumpet playing and swing and bebop, and he worked with the likes of Count Basie, Duke Ellington, and Oscar Peterson after leaving the Navy band during World War II. Lucky him, he didn't have to fight on the front lines, but he made some great music even back then. He has influenced so many young musicians today, and he made music until the very end of his life. As a matter of fact, let's enjoy from 1990 in the album Having Fun, Clark Terry and his song Snapper.
Thank you. sugar's sweet, so is he. Bye, bye, blackbird. No one here can love and understand me. Oh, what hard luck stories they all hand me. Make my bed and light the light. I'll arrive late tonight.
In Harlem in New York City in 1920, the great Carmen McRae, who passed away in 1994. She has quite a story as an American singer, also a composer. She was a pianist and an actress, one of the most versatile performers in jazz history, Carmen McRae, who, by the way, when she was very young, made friends with Billie Holiday and was very much influenced and taught by her. She also worked with the likes of Benny Carter and Dizzy Gillespie and Kenny Clarke. Carmen McRae, just one of the greats. And that was her version of the standard Bye Bye Blackbird, recorded in 1958. And now, let's enjoy the music of another very versatile pianist and composer who died not long ago in the year 2001. From Chicago, the great pianist John Lewis. Now, he made his name working with the likes of Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker and Miles Davis and Ella Fitzgerald, but he was probably best known as the pianist and leader of the modern jazz quartet for the two incarnations of the life of that great band. Let's hear John Lewis and the Modern Jazz Quartet with The Jasmine Tree from the album Under the Jasmine Tree.
Thank you.
most versatile artists to have been born 100 years ago in jazz. His name, Yusef Lateef, who was involved in everything from bebop to jazz fusion to world jazz. Yusef Lateef, Yusef Ahmed El Sayed, who converted to Islam after being born as William Emanuel Huddleston in Chattanooga, Tennessee, raised in Detroit, working with Milt Jackson, Paul Chambers, Elvin Jones, Kenny Burrell, and Dizzy Gillespie. And born 99 years ago, guitarist Tal Farlow on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. That's Tal Farlow on guitar. And we close out our show as we began it with the Charlie Parker composition, Yardbird Suites. Mr. Farlow recording it in 1957. And speaking of great guitarists, that will be the focus of our next edition of Jazz America, as current greats like John Scofield, Al DiMeola, and Pat Metheny have brand new releases. It's guitars galore on the next Jazz.